Good morning, Central Coast. This is Mandy and Akmal for breakfast on 2GO.
We've got the lovely Mitch Garling, our local comedian, here in the studio with us, and it's great to have you in here. We were just talking about a woman in the States who's going to name her child Squire Sebastian Senator.
This is why we have condoms and the pill for people like that.
Bit upset that you used my wife's Facebook announcement there, Squire.
No, you are having a baby, and it is a. It's a baby countdown. We love a baby countdown on this show. We love it. When
did the baby record that? That's a real baby.
That's a real baby.
Wow.
Yeah.
Did the baby countdown bit?
We had to bring him in into the studio.
We tortured it.
It works cheaply.
What a helpful baby.
When are you due?
March. End of March. We're having a little girl.
Oh, you found that out? And have you got names?
I'm not sure if I was supposed to say that.
Well, you've done it now.
You know, yeah, we've done it now. That's right. Mum, we're having a girl. No, mum knew. So we're having a little girl. We're talking some names. We've got names, but...
What do you got? What is it?
Oh, there's a few.
What's on the list?
There's a few on the list. I won't say the leaderboard because I'll probably get in trouble on that one.
Don't do that.
To get the leaderboard... We like to throw them out to Lou's family, my wife, and also out to my mother.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't want, like, my mum reacts. My mum doesn't really have a filter, is essentially what I'm trying to say. So she reacts quite badly without realizing reacted badly.
Oh, yes.
So if you say, "Oh, mum, we're thinking Charlotte," she'd go, "Charlotte, no." And, like, lose her mind. Mm. So what I've done now, I've started playing games with mum.
Is
what I do is I'll say, "Oh, mum, one of the guys at work just had a little girl and they've called it Kate just to test her."
Kate,
no! Oh,
okay, that's my
Kate.
Wife's name.
Sorry, is
yeah,
it?
No, yeah, yeah, she won't get on with your mum. What's your mum's name?
Judith. So it's pretty old school.
Pretty old. Good, nice name.
Anyway, have you thrown out a funny one to her?
No, I haven't as yet, but I thought that maybe in the next couple of weeks I might see if I can get some recording of Judith.
Oh, yes. Losing it?
Absolutely losing it at some names.
Go and tell her that you want to call your baby Sebastian, what was it? Sebastian Senator something?
Sebastian Senator Squire or whatever Squire, it was. And it is a girl still.
Mm.
So we'll have some fun with that, I think, in the next couple of weeks.
Oh, good.
Well, you know, you should give her an Arabic name. Arabs are very popular at the moment. Fatima or...
the one before?
Mabul Zahiri.
Mabul Zahiri.
Mabul Zahiri is a real person. He's one of my good friends. His first name is Mabul and his second name is Zahiri. And he went through maybe a decade of ridicule and now he's called Craig.
I thought it was Peter.
Peter.
Wow, let's go with...
You're just making it up.
No. He hasn't actually changed his name. He hasn't changed him. He calls himself Sam sometimes.
Yeah.
He's kept it. He's
so did you have a gender reveal party? Because these things are in the news at the moment and everyone's losing their minds over the gender reveal party.
Yeah, no burnouts.
No
burnouts
for you?
No pinatas or anything
pinatas?
Like that.
No.
To be honest... Everything's happening so quickly that we've kind of forgotten.
You're having a baby?
Forgot I had a baby. I noticed the bump, obviously, on my wife. I was like,
you thought it was
about?
Just gas.
But yeah, she had a huge lunch. Good on you. But no, just, I guess things, like even just before on the radio, I said, "Oh, we're having a girl." And then was like, "I don't know, I was supposed to say that."
Yeah.
I'm just not sure who knows. Yeah. I can't remember who knows and who doesn't.
Man, you've got to get a grip here, Mitch.
Look, people make a big deal out of it. You know, say, "Oh, what did you have?" And you say, "Well, it's either going to be a boy or a girl." The options aren't that, you know.
No. That's it. I mean, my mum rang me the other day, absolutely upset. She put some girl clothes on my wife's Facebook wall.
Oh yeah.
And was like, I've stuffed up. I'm so sorry. Like, what have I done? I've told everyone it's a girl. And it's like, oh, we haven't told anyone yet. So I wouldn't. Don't even stress. So she's fine now.
Why do you feel you have to keep that a secret? I mean,
I don't know. It's just I guess it's just part of that rigmarole.
It's like
you have to do it.
It's like you're opening a present.
Exactly. Know?
It's a surprise. You should wrap her up in Christmas.
An act surprised.
Now, Mitch, you got a gig happening soon?
I certainly do. I'm doing the Iron Mike Comedy Christmas show.
Now, this is tomorrow night at the Gosford Sailing Club, which is a great venue for comedy. They've been supporting comedy on the coast for a long time. 8 p.m. I highly recommend everyone get down there. Yeah. So there's a whole bunch of you doing a few little bits and pieces.
That's correct, yeah. I'll be hosting.
Nice.
Yeah.
Thanks
for the invite, by the way.
Do you want
the,
you know, I'm a local.
I just live up the road, but that's okay. It's all right.
No, he feels left out, Mitch.
Okay. I've left a spot.
You do know I'm a comedian, don't you?
Akmal.
Akmal is my name. Yeah, thank God you said Akmal.
Oh, I thought you were Carl Barron.
Ando. I'm Ando.
Well, do you want to go along, mate?
Yeah, I'd love to.
You want to come along?
If you'll have me.
Mate, 100%. I'll call one of the young kids and tell them they're bumped.
Yeah, just bump them off.
No, not at all. There's definitely room for
them. Have them whacked.
Always.
Will you get up and do a little bit?
Will you do a tight five tomorrow?
Yeah, yeah.
Nice.
Wow. Well, there you go.
I love getting up because, you know, it's the only time where people actually listen to me.
And I mean, you've been doing radio for a bit, so it's nice to get like an immediate reaction.
That's right.
From people.
Do you know what? I think he struggles because he doesn't get the audience reaction from me and Widow, and he's constantly saying how
hard it is to get a laugh in this room.
Oh well,
they're the toughest audience ever. It's like they're a bunch of Germans, backpackers or something.
I've opened something up there.
Yeah.
No, he hurts. So he will be now at the comedy, the Iron Mike Comedy Christmas Gosford Sailing Club show tomorrow night at 8 p.m. too. So, and I imagine that it will probably sell out now.
Oh yeah, well, I mean, I'll chuck it on the old Facebook this afternoon. And Mitch Garling.
And if it doesn't sell out now, it's going to be my fault.
Exactly, Starling.
I'm going to be the one bumped.
Yes. Either way, you're to blame.
Mr. Garling, thank you so much for joining us, mate.
Pleasure as always. I'll see you all tomorrow.
Wake up with Mandy and Akmal live from 5:30 weekdays on 107.7 2GO or catch up anytime via the 2GO app.